The improvements stem from Ohio Health's decision to build a new administrative office at the southeast corner of Olentangy River Road and State Route 315, just across the street from Riverside Hospital. Roland Tokarski, Ohio Health Vice President for Real Estate, Construction, and Facilities, says the 270,000-square-foot campus will accommodate about 1,600 non-clinical Ohio Health associates.
After 45 different sites and a lot of effort and a lot of time, we ended up on this site. The ability to kind of pull everybody together in a central location, which would create synergies and all the other things that go along with that. The other thing was the city stepped in as a partner and said, if you were to consider this location, we'll work on the infrastructure in and around the Olentangy River Road corridor to make this accessible for your associates. That was one of the biggest things that we struggled with in our downtown location, was the accessibility and parking. So with those, and among other things, is how we really ended up on this site.
We're adding another exit.
Okay.
So if I'm coming off Thomas Lane and want to go south on 315, I'll still be able to go straight across Olentangy and then loop around. Okay.
Michelle Larson with the city's Economic Development Division hosts one of the breakout sessions at the first public forum on improvements to 315 and associated intersections.
Here is currently the northbound, we call it a pinball ramp onto North Broadway. That will be demolished and that will go away likely this summer. And this current exit northbound to Olentangy River Road, that'll be realigned so that it meets more directly with what's currently really an unnamed city street. It's an east-west road, that's how we're referring to it right now. This road will be improved so that it's up to city standards. We'll have a shared use path on one side of it. This north-south road is what will be called Ohio Health Boulevard. It is also an unnamed city street. Intersection improvements will be made here at North Broadway as Ohio Health Boulevard intersects into it. And then this will be a new southbound exit ramp from 315 that'll exit directly onto North Broadway and relieve some of the traffic pressure from Thomas Lane.
Larson says there will be signage improvements and enhancements for bike and pedestrian connectivity. But most residents at the first open house wanted more bike and pedestrian access. Here's an exchange between North Broadway resident Jane Hoffelt and Stephen Schmidt of the city's Division of Design and Construction.
I would like to say, yes, you know, they've addressed this, this, and this, and this is their recommendation for the future. They're going to be working toward
this. You want
to
know a game plan?
I do.
I think that's a fair request. I do. Now, what I will tell you is we had that discussion internally to include it as part of the project, and it was ultimately determined that it wouldn't be. Now, I think in order to elevate anything to a higher level, you know, I think your guys' feedback is important, and that's why we're here. I mean, if you guys all come and fill out comment cards that say we think this is the most important part of the project, that gives us an opportunity to look at it again, because we're hearing more feedback that we don't get when we're in internal meetings at the roundtable.
Holistically, this is a fabulous opportunity to engage the entire neighborhood on a corridor to Ohio Health and to do the mayor's plan of the biking friendly thing, who lives on East North Broadway, by the way, and if he wants to bike to Ohio Health, he can't get there safely right now. So if we could just take that $46 million or whatever and do a little bit of extra study and make some plans, that would be swell. And we could work toward that with the help of the community, which we have.
I think it's a fair request, but I hope you understand I can't promise you anything.
For residents unable to attend the forums, the city will be accepting comments until June 12th. Larson says the road enhancements should be finished by the end of next year. Ohio Health officials are targeting the spring of 2019 as a move-in date for their employees at the new campus. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.